Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here from Kelly.
Good morning. After listening to the podcast for a few months now, I wanted to write in and hopefully hear your input on my situation. I went to University of Texas at Austin for undergrad and majored in biology. It's a good state school and I received a STEM degree, which I've heard holds weight. However, my GPA was only a 2.9. I became a Marine Corps Air Traffic Controller, ATC, officer after graduation, thinking formal education just wasn't for me. During my military schooling, however, I figured out how to study and graduated top of my ATC class. I became interested in law during my collateral job as the legal officer for my unit. I plan to attend law school in fall of 2024, and I'm finishing up my master's in forensic psychology with a 4.0 to date. I know on the podcast you guys have said graduate school is not as important as undergraduate GPA, but since I'm 5 years removed from undergrad, served in a difficult military branch, and have shown improvement in my educational abilities, is there hope for me? My first LSAT was a 158 with some studying, and I've been improving with the demon. I know my situation is not unique, but I've never met or heard on the podcast someone with that low of a GPA wanting to attend law school.
Yeah, you have, Kelly. I had a 2.54 undergraduate GPA. I got a 179 on the LSAT, and it was easy for me to go to law school. 158 is a fantastic diagnostic, Kelly, and I'm going to be real surprised if you don't eventually end up probably in the 170s. You show up with 170s LSAT and a 2.9 STEM degree, I think they're going to be, you know, again, probably not the top law schools. I think the ship has probably sailed for Harvard, Stanford, Yale, you know, like those schools. You got to have it all to get into those schools normally. But that doesn't mean you can't get into good law schools. I think you can get probably full ride offers from schools in the top 20, 25, if you get the right LSAT.
Yeah, get the right LSAT, because we see on LSD.law that you have these, right, L-shaped graphs that show that you can be above the median on LSAT and below the median, well below the median on GPA, and still get accepted. Same in reverse. You can, on some occasions, be above the median on GPA and below on LSAT and still get accepted. So get above, well above the median on your LSAT score and see what you can get. Also, make sure it's clear that you graduated the top of your class in your ATC class. It's a soft factor, but it will allay people's concerns if they think you don't have what it takes to succeed. Yeah.
I think we need to talk about the wrecking ball here. This is something that we just invented, or Ben just invented it on the Thinking LSAT podcast. But the wrecking ball is this metaphor that we can use to understand what's going on in law school admissions. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, if your job is to knock down a large building, and in this case, get accepted into law school, you have many tools.
Break down the walls to law school, let's say. Right? Yeah. You're trying to break into law school. Go ahead.
Yeah. You could use a wrecking ball, or you could use, I said a hammer, and you suggested the spoon from Shawshank Redemption, right?
Was it a spoon? I can't remember. I think it was. Like, I believe he was just digging his way spoonful of cement
dust.
Yeah. He's like carving his way out slowly over 17 years or whatever to dig himself a tunnel out of his prison cell. And yeah, you could do it that way.
Yeah.
That's the soft factors.
Those are the soft factors. Yeah. Are they nice to have? Sure.
I mean, you don't want to not have the spoon. You might as well keep the spoon. And like, sure, if you're equally good at the wrecking ball as other people, then maybe the spoon becomes relevant. But it's only relevant when you're on the margins, and the margins are going to be determined by your UGPA and your LSAT.
Yeah. If you can learn how to use the wrecking ball and knock down those walls with a high LSAT score, you're set.
And Kelly's already at 158 with some studying. We don't know how much studying, but 158 relatively early days in your LSAT prep means that 170 should certainly be in your crosshairs. I mean, that's what you're shooting for here. So learn how to operate the wrecking ball. Get that 170 something. And then these soft factors, they could matter in soft ways, but the wrecking ball of the LSAT is the thing that's going to actually get them interested in that. Like, they're not going to see your 4.0 in your master's degree if you don't show up with the right LSAT that's going to get you into the conversation. They just don't care.
Yeah.
Anything else for Kelly?
No, thanks for writing in. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.